The Ministry of Education has just unveiled new measures aimed at doing away with the widespread discrimination that many Romani children face in the Czech Republic's education system. Although the European Commission has long urged the country to address the problem, little action has been taken since it first raised the matter back in 1998. Daniela Lazareva has the story.
5 years after the 2007 landmark ruling of the European Court of Human Rights, which concluded that the Czech Republic had discriminated against a group of 18 Romani children by placing them in special schools for children with mental disabilities, the Czech government has done little to address the problem. Although the name special schools, deemed to be insulting, was changed to practical schools, nothing much has changed about the way the system works. Today, there are around 300 practical schools around the country, and one in three pupils enrolled in them is a Romani child. Julius Mica is one of the 18 Romani fathers who filed a joint complaint to the European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg and won. His son spent 2 years at a special school because he had problems catching up after a long illness.
I know a lot of families with children and they complain that they have similar problems. When their children need a bit of special attention, teachers automatically advise special schools.
Although the final decision is in the hands of the child's parents, the pressure applied is usually so great and so persistent that parents usually give in, believing that their child will have an easier time at a school tailored for children with special needs. However, such a transfer is usually permanent and means a lower quality education and a stigma for life. The Education Ministry has now moved to draw a clear line between children with mental disabilities and children who are socially underprivileged. Deputy Education Minister Jiří Nantl explains how the ministry intends to go about it.
In order to ensure an ethnically unbiased system and end the ongoing discrimination of Romani children, we need to change the diagnostic methods used by teachers and psychologists in ascertaining a child's potential and have greater control over those who make these decisions. The accreditation of consultancies who make these decisions will be much tougher, and they will be under close scrutiny. Practical schools will no longer be able to set up kindergartens where many Roma children are placed to learn social skills and overcome the language barrier and then automatically stay on. The ministry will also closely monitor the number of Romani children at practical schools. In short, we aim to make sure that children who get enrolled in these schools are children with mental disabilities and not socially disadvantaged children.
The Czech Education Ministry will present its comprehensive action plan to the Council of Europe in Strasbourg next week and set down the ground rules for these changes in the course of next year. According to the ministry, the first tangible results should be seen in the course of 2014. In the meantime, it will be solely up to Romani parents to stand up to the authorities and prevent the transfer of their children to an education facility that will almost certainly mean a dead end.
Thanks, Daniela.